Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, May 11, and welcome to today's Market Ahead, a pre-market podcast from Business Standard. I am Saloni, and here are the top cues that may move the market today. A look at the headlines first. Wall Street closes lower as inflation fears prompt tech sell-off. Gap down start on cards for Dalal Street, SGX Nifty down over 1%. India records 3.29 lakh COVID cases in the last 24 hours. India's GDP growth can slip to 8.2% in FY22 amid second COVID wave, says CRISIL. And Punjab National Bank to raise capital via QIP sets floor price at Rs. 35.51 per equity. Now the news in detail. A sell-off that hit Wall Street overnight amid inflation woes looks set to extend to the Indian markets as well, with SGX Nifty ruling 205 points lower at 14,783 around 7:40 a.m. However, a sharp decline in fresh COVID cases in the country could cap some downside. Furthermore, stock-specific moves and quarterly numbers could also sway the market mood. Technology shares led US stocks lower on Tuesday, as surging commodity prices stoked concern about whether inflation will derail a growth rebound in the world's largest economy and spoil a record stock rally. The tech-heavy Nasdaq 100 index tumbled 2.55% amid the growing anxiety over inflation, which can threaten longer-horizon revenues typical of the sector. The Dow Jones Industrial Average reversed gains and declined 0.1%, while the S&P 500 lost 1.04%. In early trade today, a gorge of Asian equities fell the most since March, with technology stocks underperforming amid a sea of red from Japan to Hong Kong. Japan's Topix index dropped 1.8%, Australia's S&P ASX 200 index fell 0.7%, South Korea's Kospi index lost 1.5%, and Hong Kong's Hang Seng index shed 1.7%. Meanwhile, on the COVID front, India reported a further decline in fresh COVID cases. On Tuesday, the country recorded 3,29,517 infections, taking its tally to almost 23 million, Worldometer showed this morning. Although the fallout from the second COVID wave continued, as rating agency CRISIL said, India's gross domestic product growth may slip to 8.2% in the financial year 2021-22 if the second wave of coronavirus pandemic in the country peaks by June end. Now a look at the stock-specific triggers that are likely to guide the market today. A total of 28 companies are slated to post their March quarter numbers today, including Siemens, Dishman Carbogen, KEC International, Lind India and Kalpataru Power Transmission. HFCL posted a multifold jump in its consolidated net profit to Rs. 86.47 crore in the quarter ended March 31, 2021. The company had posted a net profit of Rs. 8.7 crore in the corresponding period of the previous year. Interglobe Aviation, parent of the country's largest airline IndiGo, said its board has approved raising up to Rs. 3,000 crore through the sale of shares to institutional investors. Punjab National Bank board approved the opening of QIP on May 10. The bank has fixed the floor price at Rs. 35.51 per equity share. HUL has appointed Srinandam Sundaram, currently the Executive Director and Customer Development, as Executive Director Foods and Refreshment with effect from July 1. Sundaram will replace Sudhir Sitapati, who is leaving the organization to pursue an external opportunity. That's all we have for you here today. But for more news on markets, business, politics, and sports, stay logged on to businessstandard.com.